I used to teach 8th grade social studies and in a very rural white school. And it was always interesting to me because I would go beyond teaching Martin Luther King and LBJ and a lot of the basic civil rights that's required to be taught by the state of New York. And I would get a lot of phone calls from parents who said, you know, why are you teaching this stuff? Why are you going beyond this? Why are you trying to upset our children? And I was like, well, they need to know this stuff. It's a part of the fabric of American culture.
I was born and raised in Rochester, New York. My mom and dad were born and raised in Puerto Rico. But my mom, her features were more African descent, and my father's features more like German descent. So a lot of times growing up and just being around different cultures, people assumed that I was just black because I didn't talk Spanish with an accent. I talk inner city. I can get a little urban too.
I recall an instance where I had met a new friend at school, and he invited me home to come home and play with him. And as we were approaching his front door, a elderly woman came to the door and basically said, get away from here, and I'm going to call the police. And I'll never forget the shock and the fear and the feeling that I had done something wrong. And I just couldn't understand why she was so angry with me and didn't want me coming up her step with her grandson.
There's a lot of races in school. Like, there was this girl that she got hit in the face because she was black, and nobody treated her equals like white people. And it made me feel bad.
My grandmother came from Sweden, and when my mother was growing up, she told us that Grandma did not want her kids to learn Swedish because she was afraid the kids would make fun of them in school.
At the time I was adopted, my adopted mother was ill, and therefore they hired somebody to help take care of me. She was black, and I was brought up that she was the same as I was. And so I was brought up in that culture. And so I never, you know, thought of discrimination. It didn't matter to me. She was as much part of our family as my parents were.
When I grew up, we only knew two races, black and white. So whether you had a Hispanic surname or not, if you weren't white, you were black. And that was basically the world we grew up in. I found out that that wasn't really the case when I moved from Ohio to New York. I have come to since understand that the whole concept of race based on skin color was a myth that's created, and my wife and I have been married now for almost 40 years, and my wife is white and I'm black, and we've been blessed to have five children, and we've seen firsthand that the concept of race was a social myth and should totally be discarded.
I have just come back from viewing the exhibit, and the scientific perspective, historical, anthropological perspectives are very well presented in this exhibit. And I think, there's no judgment. And it's sad that a lot of things are determined by your race.